Hello, and thank you for joining us at the Digital Dinner Table for the Virtual Leftovers Podcast. I'm Kate Arsenal.
Dead Cudnase.
Upster.
And introducing our newest member,
Wolfman.
Wolfman.
Yeah, that works. Whatever.
Can we call him Wolfie?
I was going to be much more theatrical
Wolfie.
About Wolfie. The introduction, Wolfie. But whatever. Cool. It's...
You know how this goes.
I knew inviting him onto this thing was a mistake.
Oh,
hey, this is me. Perfect. We need that.
All right, so Marvel and ABC announced. We're just jumping straight into it. Marvel and ABC announced celebrating Marvel's Stan Lee's TV special. This was announced on an article by the Stan Lee website, therealstanlee.com, on December 4th, 2019. And, well, it's already come to pass. Again, we're a little bit late to everything. We spent 2 months without doing this.
So now we're playing like catch up, 2 months basically. Behind.
But celebrating Marvel's Stan Lee will air Friday... aired Friday, December 20th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ABC. So it seemed to be kind of like a documentary kind of thing on
about Stan Lee. That's nice.
So that's right. Really good. I'm
glad.
I love that. But I love this. You guys can't see it, but they've got this dope little comic book-esque
like
picture for him.
It's got the old school oldies, Iron Man, yeah, the oldies. Old school Black Panther.
Freaking,
what is that? 70s Spider Man? 60s mm-hmm. Spider Man?
Yeah, really so.
I think 70s.
That's great. Moving on from that.
And then Wasp and Ant Man. Huh?
Yeah. We've got Marvel's Moon Knight. We'll probably film in the UK.
Ooh. I just got a tiny nerd boner.
I'm pretty sure I'm over here. I can see. Unser's tiny.
Where are you tiny. Looking, Connor?
Nerd boner.
There's
that's
he likes nerd boner.
Connor's his bitch. You should know this.
Oh, that's very fair. That's very fair.
No.
Use my username.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Cookies. So there's...
Or yes. Dead cookies.
No official yes, reason for shooting at Pinewood, UK was given, but we'll keep it updated as we learn more. I don't think there's been an official announcement on who's been cast as Moon Knight yet. Has there? Let's see. For those who aren't familiar with the character...
I only heard rumors.
For those not familiar with the character, Moon Knight is Mark Spector, a former CIA agent who got killed by a terrorist named Bushman. Bushman.
Almost killed.
Yeah, almost killed.
There you go.
But was saved by the Moon God.
Oh.
Konshu.
Sure, yeah. After he defeated Bushman, he would become the Moon Knight and wear the all-white costume that has become his trademark. The other major element to Spectre is that Spectre isn't his only personality. Inside Mark's head reside four personalities that are variations on the core person. In addition to Spectre, his mind holds Stephen Grant, Jake Lockley, and...
Khonshu.
Sure.
Thank you, Khonshu.
himself. And all four interact at times cooperate, and at other for control. This is what sets the hero apart from so many others, and is also why Moon Knight goes places that other heroes aren't capable of going.
Comfortable.
So who isn't having mental problems in their brain in the MCU right now?
Well, it sounds to me like this one's kind of having a bit of a psychotic break.
I mean, a lot of them are.
Like, so, yeah. That's a serious psychological split.
I don't think there's been an official casting announcement for who's going to play Moon Knight.
It kind of sounds like he's like right there on the edge of being Deadpool.
Whoever plays this guy is going
speaking
to
of mental issues in Marvel.
Oh. Oh, no.
Nicolas Cage.
I don't know.
Thinks that they should make an R-rated Ghost Rider, which I agree
with. I am okay with that as long as it's not Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, I mean, I.
Thank you for pitching the idea, Nick. But
you're just a little stiff with your acting, bud.
But you're working on your natural treasure. You're good.
Cage commented that I think that when Ghost Rider movies were happening, Marvel hadn't gotten the entire process worked out yet, and now they have, and they know exactly where to go and what to do, and it's working beautifully for them.
I'm just glad Disney's keeping R-rated.
You know, Ghost Rider was a movie that always should have been an R-rated movie. David Goyer had a brilliant script, which I wanted to do with David, and for whatever reason, they just didn't let us make the movie. But the movie is still a movie that should be made. Now, with me, obviously, Even he agrees.
Yep.
But it should be an R-rated movie. Heck, Deadpool was R-rated, and that did great. Ghost Rider was designed to be a scary superhero with an R rating and an edge, and they just didn't have it worked out back then.
I mean, they were... Oh.
No, sorry. They have a fan thing of Ghost Rider as Keanu Reeves.
I thought it would have been better, but no.
No. Like... I think his acting would be on.
Okay, I think
I'm pretty sure he's already rumored as Moon Knight.
I'm sure
he is rumored as Moon Knight, but so is Shia LaBeouf.
If they
did take Keanu Reeves, make him into the Ghost Rider, I'm sure it would.
Oh, it would look completely different than that. I can completely agree with that.
Yeah,
that looks garbage compared to what they can give us.
Me personally, I still want a gun for either Charlie Hunnam for a young Ghost Rider, or if they're going to go for an old one, Norman Reedus.
Yeah,
those two.
I'm saying we should do it like a.
Are you talking about the rider on the horse?
I think we should do. I mean, the rider on the horse.
A Nicolas Cage is an older. Nicolas Cage is Norman Reedus. If we're gonna go with Rider on the Horse, I don't know who I'd do for the Rider on the Horse.
I don't know, dude. Norman Reedus.
The guy from the ranch
seems
the old guy from the ranch.
Oh, Sam Elliott.
Yeah, maybe.
I could see Sam Elliott as being the rider, being in the movie itself.
Yeah,
he might already be. He ages so slowly.
Dude, look at Betty White. She's 97 now.
Not even a joke.
I know. And Deadpool, speaking of Deadpool, wished her a happy birthday.
I heard.
Mm-hmm. Ryan Reynolds. But all right.
And Terry Crews reportedly rumored, or not rumored, but highly suggested to play the new Luke Cage.
Oh.
Nice.
Which I'm okay with. If anybody could pull off Luke Cage,
it's him.
He already looks the part. He'd be great as Luke Cage.
And he's already in like an action movie right now.
Right?
He's in several action movies.
Always. It's kind of his specialty.
Right now he's portraying a different version of Paul Bunyan? No. The guy who sledged the hammer. Sledgehammer. Henry.
Sorry, I was just attacked by some.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Oh, Jesus! Can you really?
I was.
What did he just say? Did he just made a cat pussy
innuendo?
Yeah, he just made it.
Anyways, so yeah,
moving on. Terry Crews as
Luke Cage. I think it would work.
We're talking about something else. Well, come on.
But Christian Bale is in negotiations to join the cast of Thor: Love and Thunder, which. He's been confirmed to be casted into Thor: Love and Thunder.
Pretty sure we have already talked.
The rumor is, yeah, but there's more to it. The rumor is he'll either be Beta Ray Bill or who's the other one?
Rosnack the Brave?
Let's see if...
Was that English?
I don't know.
I'd be cool with him wielding the other Mjolnir.
Right? The golden one?
As long as there's like a heavy CGI as him as Beta Ray Bill. He has to look like Beta Ray Bill.
Yeah, already does.
Wow. You saying he looks like a horse?
Dude, you can like... You can put
look
like
at a, that man.
Put a Snapchat filter on his ass. He looks like a horse.
Then
you got a motherfucking Beta Ray Bill right there.
Doesn't look like it says who it'd be rumored to be casted as, but...
Thor's uncle?
Jane
God of Fear battling...
Oh. Foster could... That end up battling Kull, a.k.a. the God of Fear, and also Thor's uncle. Since each Thor movie has expanded our understanding of Thor's family, Kull could be a strong villain for Love Thunder. And Bale... I'm kidding. Huh. No, I want Beta Ray Bill.
They're saying he could be the uncle.
Could be.
The God of Fear.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just...
No.
He doesn't look like he could be related.
Can we get him more...
He can do I'm Beta Ray Bill.
The more evil characters they put into Thor's family, the more it taints the entire story arc.
Mm-hmm.
We get it. His family's fucked up. We get it that... He's had some dark things in his past.
Yeah, but he didn't get to see that.
Move on to something more interesting. Move on to his replacement, Beta Ray Bill.
Come on.
And Jane Foster as Thor, since that's...
He's busy taking care of people on Fortnite.
Since that's been confirmed, where they're going is Natalie Portman. I'm just gonna...
Move on.
Yeah, continuing forward.
Anyways.
About them candles, right?
So, moving on to some small DC news. Over to DC here.
Thank you, I guess.
Take it away, DC.
Maybe, if it'll
load. I guess.
This is well, our organization.
Continuing on.
Kate, help.
Working on it. Slowly but surely.
Oh, no. Just...
Fire, guy.
Click that, I guess.
Oh, that's not what I want. Ooh. Sorry, there's some technical difficulties now, because this website has overflown with ads. There you go.
Alright.
There you go, close that up there.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Anyways.
Frees up a whole lot of space.
I'm gonna read it.
Yeah, please.
Green Lantern, HBO Max, Greg Berlanti series will span several decades, focus on several Green Lanterns and feature Sinestro. Now, we've talked about Green Lantern before. I don't think we've done it on the podcast, though.
I think we talked about it off the podcast.
What I, Kate Arsenal, would like to see for Green Lantern is a multi-series thing. Where it's like, well, maybe not even multi-series, but multi-season.
Or maybe even just... A couple episodes.
Okay. Basically, I want to see the complete origin story of each Lantern Corps. So that way there's some build up to, especially for the next Green Lantern movie.
Understandings of what the fuck
that would be nice. But we definitely need to get like something where they're
making... Not just the green or red and yellow.
All of them. White, black, you know, indigo. Go ahead. Go.
That's funny.
You're serious. No, I'm just listening off the...
They should have an episode where they're kicking Ryan Reynolds' Green Lantern out of the core.
I like that plan.
Here's the thing. Okay, we shit talk on Ryan Reynolds. Even he shit talks on that movie. That wasn't his fault, though.
No,
it wasn't. He did amazing for what he got, which was crap.
He really did.
He got handed crap, and he made it good. He made it decent.
Yeah.
He put he a bow certainly on, did top a good job. On top of the crap. Okay?
Yeah. He really did.
Like,
the crap was gone.
It's just the they got lazy. They didn't want to spend as much money. They didn't want to, you know,
actually put into the story.
They just wanted a quick movie, being like, "Hey, we have a Green Lantern."
Well, it's like,
"Hey, we got superheroes too."
Yeah,
it's like the Marvel movies where the movies where they're about to lose their contract, so they're just pushing out crap.
So let's see, this Green Lantern series. The series is going to span generations, but with a specific focus on two Earth station Green Lanterns. It's going to spend several decades on focus on the two stories of Green Lanterns. Why is it? That's weird.
What?
And one space set story. Looks like all storyline roads will be going into the Sinestro story, bringing Lantern, Hal Jordan's archenemy and dishonored Green Lantern Corps member, into the spotlight. Both of these original DC properties we will be creating for HBO Max will be unlike anything seen on television. An anthology series of cautionary tales set in a world where superheroes exist and what promises to be our biggest DC show ever made. We will be going to space with Green Lantern television series, but I can't reveal any more about that just yet. Yeah, alright. What?
Wheel of Time cast sends Green Lantern. Oh.
Yeah. Maybe.
Oh, I can't wait.
Moving on to Star Wars. The Mandalorian Season 2. Jon Favreau talks about when it's going to be released. If my internet will catch up. There we go. When Star Wars series returns. By now, we're sure you've had the chance to check out Disney Plus Jon Favreau's first live action Star Wars television series, The Mandalorian. Today, the viewers... Saw brings this December 27th, 2019 brought the viewers the season finale, Chapter 8, Redemption, and a lot to mentally unpack and what it all means for the second season. Speaking of the second season, Favreau took to social media to confirm when the series would be returning for a second season, Fall 2020.
I'm sad I have to wait that long, but I'm...
Season 2, The Mandalorian, coming Fall 2020.
Okay. I'm okay.
You'll be
I'm
okay.
I'm okay to wait for that precious looking.
Me personally, I haven't had a chance to watch it just yet. I'm planning on doing that this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That and a couple other series that I have to watch.
And I will finish
Witcher.
The last two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Last two episodes. Of the
but.
I've been wanting to start watching.
Also in Star Wars history. Apparently, James Bond. What? Go away,
oh,
Ed.
Okay. Go away.
And more ads. And
go away.
More ads.
Dude, you really need an ad blocker.
No. The original Star Wars Episode 9 script has allegedly leaked, and it's much better than The Rise of Skywalker.
Oh.
Never underestimate Star Wars leakers, the devoted group of fans who post daily on the r/ Star Wars Leaks subreddit somehow managed to publish a fairly comprehensive script breakdown of The Rise of Skywalker months before its release, and it was real. To anyone who read that breakdown, had the entire movie spoiled. Hell, Star Wars leakers even acquired two images straight from the filming's ending. All the way back in October. We don't know how they do it, but they don't seem to be stopping anytime soon. This week, the subreddit is on the week of January 14th, 2020. So last week, the subreddit is pouring through a brand new document that allegedly describes, blow by blow, the first script of Episode 9 that was written by its original director and writer team, Colin Trevorrow and Derek Connolly. What do they claim the final film in the Skywalker saga was going to be titled? Duel of Fates. Not a bad title. None of this has been verified by Disney or Trevorrow. Of course, and story details are known to change all the time throughout production, so it's hard to say if any of this would have remained in the final cut of the film, but if true, Trevorrow's vision for the end of Skywalker's saga was wildly different than the mediocre movie we got from J.J. Abrams. The biggest difference is the absence of our evil friend Emperor Palpatine. The leak says the Duel of Fates puts a bigger emphasis on Kylo Ren, Rey, the First Order, and the Resistance than the Eternal Sith Lord. This is to say the action comes from the unrest between these opposing forces and not an entirely new or very old threat of Darth Sidious. Palpatine is mentioned in the breakdown, but based on the scene's descriptions in the breakdown, he doesn't seem to actually appear in the film. Duel of Fates opens with a pretty vague crawl. The iron grip of the First Order has spread to the farthest reaches of the galaxy. Only a few scattered planets remain unoccupied. Traitorous acts are punishable by the death. Determined to suffocate in a growing unrest, Supreme Leader Kylo Ren has silenced all communications between neighboring systems. Led by General Leia Organa, the Resistance has planned a secret mission to prevent their annihilation and forge a path to freedom. This opening text isn't too far from... Somebody else talk.
Can't.
By what? Where? Where are we?
Sorry, I...
He's
dying. I, oh, gosh, okay. Basically, alright, Episode 9 was going to be way different than what we got, I still don't know because I haven't watched a Star Wars movie since The Force Awakens.
Alright.
Let's see. The last Star Wars movie I watched was part of the first six.
Ooh.
I haven't even bothered. I was embarrassed to call those Star Wars movies.
I'm sorry, but I kept up till right now. I still haven't seen the newest one.
The Han Solo death scene was...
I know.
Yeah, I
know.
It really was perfectly imperfect the way he died.
One of the things that really annoyed me is when they actually showed the Sith holocron, they didn't even call it a fucking holocron.
Right?
They called it, like, the Sith homeworld locator.
Yeah.
It's like, some shit like hold that. On. No. What? No, motherfuckers.
What?
If you know anything about Star Wars, you know exactly what that little fucking glowing triangle apparatus is.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, you know, say what you will about the prequels, but the original trilogy is good.
Did hear
prequels
we might
not so much.
Get a Obi-Wan
prequels could have done better if they had more thought put into them.
That's that'd be all right. Not even rumored anymore. That's
just... I didn't mean rumored.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, those. Announced
it's okay,
early last year?
Okay. Well, they need to make one about fucking
Actually, Luke, after he disappeared, what the fuck he did.
That'd be fucking nice.
All the fucking they have the comics for that. I'd like to see Jade.
He got Blue Mouth.
Mara Jade. Seriously? He got they Blue need to make her fucking canon. Straight the fuck up. Because that was his wife, okay? Yeah. He had kids with his bitch.
The hell happened to his kids? What are they out doing?
Right?
For shit.
Yeah, but we don't know what the hell.
The Star Wars comics, like, when you learn everything going on in there, it's so much more interesting than movies.
Oh, yeah.
So much more interesting than the movies.
Well, it's more sure in depth. Any. The movies weren't able to cover that amount of detail.
Well, see, here's the problem with that logic, though. Marvel. It's like, yeah, the Marvel comics are so fucking amazing, and they're more in depth. But Marvel's still able to make fucking amazing movies.
Yeah.
Be that as it may, without turning it into a series, they wouldn't be able to give that full detail. They wouldn't be able to go into all of that backstory and all of the build-up to what the characters become.
You know, since you're new here...
They had to give you the characters as they were.
Since you're new here, there's something that we always kind of get in there, since we're talking about Marvel now.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
The best Spider-Man you've...
Oh.
Who's the best? I think we all agree on who the best is.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, god damn it. You expect me to think of a name right now.
There's Tobey Maguire from the original trilogy of Spider-Man. There's Andrew Garfield from the Amazing Spider-Man series. And there's Tom Holland from this latest adaption.
I haven't gotten to see the Tom Holland one yet.
We're watching the first and the second one.
I was already expecting him as an actor to be better than either of the others.
Dude, he walked in and did what, a front flip or whatever?
Yeah, to get the part. Oh, that wasn't even that wasn't even the first thing. Like that wasn't even the first thing he did to get the part. He sent in a video of himself doing front flips, and they're just like, "Yeah, bring that kid in for audition," because like everyone else said, like actual like acting reels and stuff. He sends front flips and back flips, and they're like. And then he comes in, and he enters the room and does a front flip.
So, can we just give him our answer then?
I mean, we'll see, but... Out of the two you've seen, who did you prefer as Spider-Man? Not Peter Parker, but Spider-Man.
As Spider-Man, I would have to go with Tobey Maguire.
Wow, I completely disagree, but okay.
Well... I suppose
he was
so
stiff as Spider-Man. That's not who Spider-Man.
That's fair.
I think
that's fair.
My personal opinion.
He made a good Peter.
Exactly. Yes. Tom McGuire was the perfect Peter Parker. Andrew Garfield was the perfect Spider-Man. Tom Holland was the perfect both. Because as Peter Parker, he's goofy and he's nervous and he's nerdy. But then as Spider-Man,
I can agree with that.
Spider-Man. Yeah. Andrew Garfield was kind of like. I'm just Spider-Man. Nothing else can hurt me, right? I'm Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I will say that Andrew Garfield did really good in the first movie. Like, he did the perfect mixture of both, but then the second movie, he just kind of...
It's just lost.
He was a douche.
Yeah. A little bit.
That first, the first three Spider-Mans, though, they pooped on us by making him make organic whips. That's weird.
Yeah. Which then caused the comic book industry to give him organic webs for a couple series.
Yeah.
Glad they stopped doing that.
That was irritating.
Yeah, because he's always made his little web.
We got another couple minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're talking about other stuff then.
All right, we're going to take a quick intermission, of course, and to do the little ad intro, which we'll actually have to make a new one with him, man.
It works.
But yeah, so we'll be back in just a moment. All right, and we're back.
Yay!
So,
what are we going to talk about now?
That's a very good question.
The issue with one of our nerds not being nerdy enough.
Oh,
you haven't seen half of the latest Marvel movies, man.
What haven't you seen in Marvel?
Well, he hasn't seen Endgame.
Dude, I haven't seen a lot.
Have you seen Infinity War?
I have not.
What was the last Marvel movie you saw?
Oh, Jesus. Dude, I work too much for this shit.
We work.
We work too.
Yeah, there's a difference. I work and I game.
Yeah, so do we.
We work and we game.
We still make time for nerdy shit.
We work, we game, movies. We still have sex.
Hasn't been on my list of priorities for a while.
Shut up.
I'll be completely honest with you. It hasn't been on my list for a while.
Should be.
Yeah. I can't say especially anything. Now. I have the same bag in my room.
So I already explained why I got this.
Pass me some of those.
Yeah, don't mind us. Don't mind the rattling noises.
Yeah.
There's a candy for the fat people.
Thank you.
Yeah. And the spiritually fat people.
So, when are your free days so we can nerd out for real?
Dude, I'm free Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, except for tomorrow.
I'll handle it. That's all.
Tomorrow's mostly a cleaning day.
Gotcha.
Anyways.
An R-rated ghost reader.
I like that idea. I like that idea a lot, actually.
So let's talk about casting.
Yeah.
What actors could you think of for good roles, like Wolverine?
Daniel Radcliffe?
No. Wolverine?
No. That's because he doesn't know names. So fuck you.
What was he in that you're thinking of? What's the guy you're thinking of? What was he in?
No! No, that's not who I was thinking. For Wolverine,
I'm good with this.
And I have Endgame also somewhere.
I don't know who I was thinking of.
What movie is it looking at? Alright, somebody else list off an actor for Wolverine.
Please.
That's a really hard shoe to fill.
I think they need to talk to Hugh Jackman some more.
They are. They completely are. But I do have a counter option in case he turns them down, which he probably will. Scott Eastwood.
Absolutely.
I'd have to agree with this.
Hold on.
How tall is he, though?
He's way too tall to be Wolverine. Uh-huh. Everyone is. The only person that's not is fucking Danny DeVito.
Danny
DeVito.
That's a horrible option. You damn well know it.
One day he could have been a good option if they had beefed him up, but
no. They could always do
maybe once upon a time, way back in the day. It could be not older. Now.
Some camera angle magic, you know? Did you guys ever see
Tell me that's not Wolverine. Tell me that couldn't be Wolverine.
Dude, totally be Wolverine, just as he is right now. Look at that.
Look at this burly son of a bitch.
Right?
He could totally be Wolverine.
For fucking real.
But I do have my own, like, this is my own little thing, because he's one of my favorite actors. And I've brought him up before for possible actors, but, Christian Kane.
Oh, yeah, he's
on. There is a fan drawing of what he could have looked like as Wolverine. I like it. This is my own personal thing. Like, this is something that nobody else has to agree with. This is just... This is my boy.
I mean, it's not bad, but...
Somebody even made a small edit for this. Come on. I can... As a television series, he pulled it off perfectly.
Maybe. Remember?
Yes.
And even with his long hair, he could start out in the movie being out in the middle of nowhere, just fucking roughing it, being like, fucking
Has anyone seen Leverage? The series Leverage?
Some of them.
Because this guy was in that, and he pretty much is Wolverine in that, just without the claws and without the mutant powers. He's got the personality of Wolverine already
down.
Now, again, this would be like, it'd be a television thing. Like, if they did an X-Men live-action TV series, this guy, perfect. But, that's my other thing. Who else we got? Connor suggested...
Cookies.
Yes, he's cookies. Already...
Okay, well, I'm already searching Wolverine.
Oh.
So they're going to pop that in no matter what. Which, again, like, all right, yeah.
It's not a bad one. I can never see it.
But they don't really have anything else. Like, he's not bad. They,
go down. Was that Bradley Cooper right there?
Yeah, that's Bradley Cooper. But,
But yeah, no.
He kind of looks like the dollar store version of Scott Eastwood.
Yeah, kind of. I guess.
Like, this is definitely something where it's like, they're both in running, and then Scott Eastwood pulls out at the last minute.
Just
because like,
he's a little more burnt.
Yeah. But yeah. So, one of the longest running ones, which isn't even possible now because he's playing Venom, but Tom Hardy. I never really wanted him to be Wolverine anyways.
No.
I'm kind of glad that he got Venom instead.
Hell yeah.
Agreed.
Most fucking certain.
Just dropping shit.
Any other actor? It is you. Any other actors we think could pull off? How about fan casting in general? Let's say anybody. Just put out a character and an actor that could possibly work.
She-Hulk.
You want the chick from Mandalorian.
Look it up.
I mean,
watch.
Lady.
Fuck you, Wolfie. Just watch.
Fuck you, Cookies.
Watch. See?
Like, I'm not saying it should be bad. I think it's a great casting choice. It works.
And I'm pretty sure we're supposed to be getting more stuff with Hulk.
And she's already got that gung-ho, I'm a badass fucking actress.
And she's already in Disney.
Right?
Yeah. Plus, she was already in talks of being the character, so.
Yeah. Any other?
I got one. Hold on.
Of course.
Mark Strong?
Oh. Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's not a bad choice.
What is that, Ultimate X-Men?
I believe so, yeah. I think he could work.
I mean,
I think he can do it.
What is this?
That wouldn't be a bad choice.
Oh. What?
Sam, Mark Strong, Sam Worthington, no. Absolutely not. Fuck you for whoever suggested that.
for that was...
Fuck. maybe this casting if you want a B rating.
But Mark Strong, absolutely.
So Dead Cookies over here told me about Fox changing their logo.
Oh.
And I think I know what it's gonna be. It's gonna be called 21st Century Mouse. It's gonna be Mickey Mouse holding flashlights flossing.
That's horrible. But probably true.
I mean, show me one kid that can't floss right now.
20th Century Disney.
I'll bring my I'll bring all my nieces and all my nephews over, and I bet you $100 each one of them could floss.
Anyways.
You have to go to,
like... Nah, we're not going.
No.
We're not going to look at that just yet, but...
21st Century Disney.
Yep. Oh, God.
All right, anybody else got an actor?
I got nothing.
Favorite actor. Someone. That's yeah, time to
really big choice.
Edward Norton.
Edward Norton is a good one.
Really?
All right. Edward Norton.
Have you not seen all of his movies? He's such a huge
brother. I have, but
shit he does.
Ryan, look at this.
So who could we actually put him in as a Marvel character? Because it's definitely not Hulk.
No, definitely not. He does not have the look for it. Like, he doesn't look like a bang.
Nah.
No.
A-bomb?
It doesn't have any Hulk.
Give him the blue helmet, man. Let him be an Eternal.
What? The actual one. Andy Samberg is Captain America. No.
Oh, Reed Richards?
Maybe Reed Richards. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, I can give it to him.
I mean, like, he's a bit older now, so maybe he's got that gray going on.
He's got
that slight, strong chin that Reed kind of has.
He can kind of pull it off.
I think he can.
Yeah, I have to agree.
Again, this is never going to happen because Edward Norton was kind of a dick to Marvel at the end.
Yeah.
Edward Norton, they're not going to work with him again.
Could be, but probably he looks like he's ingested one too many ho-hos. It's kind of pudgy.
What's with you and fat people today?
Today?
Well, you know.
In general.
Shut up.
We're just fat shaming today, okay?
I like all this squish, man.
I'm going to punch you.
Like.
Never mind. Wolfman is not fat shaming. He is fat grabbing.
Is that?
Oh, very, very much so.
Human Torch.
Oh, yeah, there's that one. Which I'm okay with, actually. Like, I've seen some of Zac Efron's latest.
Well, let's just look at Marvel Fancast. Might as well.
Well, let's just see what our...
I think Zac Efron could blow.
Mm.
I can't even tell whose face that is, or that one. I know that's Jensen Ackles.
Yeah.
Right, that's kind of obvious.
But,
might as well have just made a female Hawkeye, too. Jesus.
Right? I have no idea. Oh,
Sam Worthington is... Sam Worthington as the Thing. All right. Luke Evans as Dr. Doom. Maybe.
Right. I can see it.
That's a lovely fan art over there.
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
Let's see. Alexandra Daddario as
Rogue.
Yeah, all right. I can get behind it. Matthew McConaughey as Norman Reedus. Really? Or not Norman Reedus, but Norman Osborn. That was in my head.
Shield. I don't know about that. I mean, I wouldn't really be a bad one, but I think they could do better.
Keanu Reeves
as the
surfer.
No. let's see. We've got, what's his name? John Krasinski as Mr. Fantastic. I can go with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Emily Blunt as Invisible Woman. Yeah, you can go for it. So far, all the way up until Terry Crews and Keanu Reeves, I can go with this thing.
I would have to agree. I don't think Terry Crews would do a very good thing.
I think the casting of Silver Surfer is below Keanu Reeves, honestly.
Yeah. Far below.
He needs a bigger role than Silver Surfer.
Definitely agreed.
Yeah, Silver Surfer wouldn't come around that often.
But, no. We'll see. What else we got?
There's one right there. Go up. That one.
This one?
Yeah.
Cool, do you know any of the names on here?
I think the top one's Centurion or Hyperion. I don't know the actors.
Yeah, that's why I didn't pick that one.
Okay.
Right?
That's why I'm looking through the fan castings here and seeing Jake T. Austin as Nova.
Oh.
I can see it.
I mean, I can see it.
I'm down for it. That's okay.
Like he looks that. Like he's got that cockiness that Nova's
oh,
definitely.
Got.
Yeah. Absolutely.
100%.
Okay. Absolutely.
Dude, then I could be totally... I totally back him.
Yeah. I think that would be a good one.
I still want to see Nova. Nova needs to fucking come in. If they're going to bring in the Eternals... Okay, if they're going to bring in the Eternals, they need to.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to do without him.
Nova's an essential part of the story arc.
Yeah. Yep. Frankly, I think Nova should have been in Phase 4... Because they already have his fucking...
So now we're moving on to some DC fan
casts. They already had the fucking Nova Corps. What is all fucking...
Forget Robert Pattinson, the fucking vampire bitch. Forget him.
Yeah, no.
I'd love to see Matt Bomer, because he already plays a suave, charismatic character like Bruce Wayne.
Definitely.
Who's secretly a badass criminal. Like, he already plays that kind of character, so
yeah,
I think
he'd
really work as a young Bruce Wayne. If we wanted an older Bruce Wayne, not old man Bruce Wayne, but an older one.
I should pass that on hand.
Oh, okay.
John Hamm. I think John Hamm could pull off.
I could go with John Hamm.
With an amazing middle-aged Bruce Wayne.
I could definitely go with John Hamm.
Now, if we absolutely had to have an old man Bruce Wayne and Terry McGinnis.
Yes.
Michael Keaton. He'd have to reprise the role to become an old man Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, I could definitely agree there.
And then...
Or even if he was in, Flashpoint Paradox...
Thomas Wayne? I can see that.
Thomas Wayne.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that would make my heart sing. But that's just us throwing shit out. DC, get on that.
All right.
Let's see. Who'd be a better Superman?
Oh,
God. That is kind of an interesting list, actually.
So let's see, there's I don't know who the fuck that guy is.
Uncanny? No.
So there is that. So everyone was freaking out about Michael B. Jordan possibly.
Will Smith.
Yeah. Michael B. Jordan possibly getting cast as a Superman. There is actually a comic canonical black version of Superman that's on Earth 2. He's not Clark Kent. He's another character. But
maybe you should just bring in Uber Meech.
Apparently no one wants.
Jeremy doesn't hate us for a while. Yeah.
Apparently no one wants anyone else to ever play Superman than Mark Henry, because these are all the same casting choices. All right, I guess Superman's just casted and they're not going to change. Because I don't. Jonathan Groff, really? No.
That's the guy from.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
I will say that I think that the the Superman from the from the Supergirl series so much better than Mark Henry.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh. I got it. I know what we need to look up.
Uh-oh.
So there's Spawn will be eventually getting a movie.
Yeah.
Let's see what other Image comic characters deserve a movie of their own.
Not many.
Yeah.
Savage Dragon?
No. We don't need his whole life story because there's a lot of Savage Dragon.
Oh, yeah, there is.
But I want to point out some things with Image Comics. They rip off and copy both DC and Marvel all the time, and they combine characters. Super Patriot. Remind you anybody?
Quite a few.
Right?
Yeah, actually.
Hold on. Die Hard.
Bad Rock.
Oh, God.
Oh, my Jesus.
Bad Rock.
Mighty Man. Go back up.
Mighty Man.
I don't think Shaft should be allowed to be used, actually.
Nope.
Shaft.
Casey Hack. Shadow Hawk. I love Shadow Hawk, because that is just straight up Hawkman meets Batman.
Yup.
Meets Spider-Man.
That's exactly what
happened. No, that's one of Batman's
characters. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
There's Overt Kill. Chapel. I actually kind of like a really good like horror superhero movie we made with Chapel.
Oh, yeah. Okay. In a chapel.
Let's actually go into Chapel here real quick. Chapel was a CIA agent before joining the superhero team Youngblood. During his CIA years, he worked with Al Simmons, who later became Spawn. Oh, Bruce Nixon was employed by Operation Night Strike. Chapel murders his teammate Al Simmons. Chapel was injected with several chemicals, giving him superhuman abilities. Unknown to him, he was injected with the HIV virus and the will of his superiors. Chapel was contracted by Jason Wynn to kill Spawn. Also, is that not, like, that is the most cliche, like, 70s, 80s...
You killed him and then you still have to kill him again. That's...
Well, no, like, that's the most cliche 70s, 80s threat is HIV virus.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, dun, dun, dun.
Let's see, so we've also got Madman.
I love it.
Malcolm Dragon, one of Savage Dragon's family members.
The Freak.
There's a lot of freaks. Come on, guys.
Yeah. Vlad.
Oh, God.
Who's straight up Bane, basically, is what I'm seeing from the picture.
Right. That's all I'm seeing.
Cygor, which is Cyborg meets Grodd.
Yeah.
Grodd. I just love these fucking characters because they're straight ripoffs. Yeah. Ricochet.
Storm.
I
heard Ricochet.
Maybe. I mean, like, design wise, yeah. I don't know. Rasher's actual. Let's see. Tony Twist. Smasher.
Hell,
the Curse. The Curse is straight up a mix between the Sturbs character.
Okay, I was going to say. Yeah. It looks like it's just a Disturbed logo.
Inspector from DC Comics.
Yeah. Didn't Todd McFarlane do that
maybe.
Cover?
Cougar. Look at Cougar here. What the
fuck? Okay,
they literally pulled straight up Wolverine and Sabretooth, smashed them together, and then repainted them.
Just
basically, yeah. Like, what in the hell, guys?
And then, you know, there's the Nick Fury ripoff, Frank Darling. Rock.
Rock. Rock. Rock. The Thing.
Overlord.
Doctor Doom.
That could be like 100 different characters right there.
Hip Flask. I mean, that's...
I think that's...
Let's see.
Void.
Battlestone, who is basically. Slade Wilson meets, you know, a samurai.
Cable. Basically.
That's Cable. Cable. Yeah.
I love...
Hit Girl!
I love Image Comics. Because these straight up just fucking ridiculous... Flaming Carrot.
Oh. Oh, God.
Cabot! Who is fucking... there's Deadpool. Another character. I mean, Deadpool, Red Hood.
Yeah. Looks more like Red Hood.
Yeah.
Looks like Cable put on fucking...
I like how this is Kid Avenger. And he's just this really tall, buff, muscular fucking guy. And it's Kid creepy. Avenger.
Right? Makes no sense whatsoever.
Troll.
Killcat. Look at Killcat here. This is great.
Hi, Black Panther. How are you today?
Really?
That's who you get? Batman.
That's straight up white Hi, and black Batman. That's straight up what it looks like. Oh, hey, Troll. Yeah.
Troll.
Troll look familiar to anybody?
Oh, yeah. Very Jesus familiar. He's
missing some claws, ain't he?
Very much so.
Powerhouse. Powerhouse.
Like a collage of random beefy characters.
Oh.
Rex Dexter. Ultron.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Star.
Well, alrighty then.
Who's very much more Deadpool than the other one.
It looks more like G.I. Joe.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's like a weird G.I. Joe, Deadpool, Spider-Man mix.
Wally.
Yeah, Wally.
Hi, Wally. How are you today?
He's got Nova symbol on his face.
Who does?
Him.
Him?
Or no.
Him.
Star.
Him, yeah.
So did Mighty Man.
Zephyr Noble.
I just fucking love these characters. Celeste Noble is just basically Scarlet Witch if she was darker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Mister. What? I would love to see a cartoon of him. I would watch Mr.
Glum.
Mr. Glum. Yeah.
With Kick-Ass. G-Man right there.
God, these characters are just amazing.
It, girl.
I'd like to see a medieval Spawn. That'd be kind of dope.
That would be interesting.
Phantom is... Funton?
Photon.
Photon, yeah, that makes sense. Photon is straight up a Danny Phantom ripoff. He was put into a comic book, but I'm actually pretty sure Photon came before Danny Phantom.
I think so.
So
I'm going to call you Mike Appleby.
Yeah.
Just pass me another handful.
Good lord. And I'm a fat kid.
Dude. I'm still pretty sure I could out eat.
Get the fuck ass for your own, motherfucker. Cyberface? Yeah? Yeah?
I hope you get beat by a horse. That's supposed to be
Taserface?
That's fine. Me too.
Cyber face.
Yeah, alright, that's weird.
Dude.
Jack Staff.
It's basically just Union
Jack. Unconcerned.
Union Jack. Supreme, there's your Storm ripoff.
Yeah, most definitely.
Straight Doc Ock. Just no metal arms.
Yep.
Right?
Octopus is straight up Doc Ock, except for with actual Octopus arms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That would certainly be one hell of a mutation.
Gigantic
girl. Okay, guys. Check this out. Doc Ock, right? With real octopus arms.
And we're going to call him... Oh, God.
Wraith.
Bale, huh?
Frost!
Right?
That's straight up the rip off of every ice-based super-powered person ever.
He looks like Wolverine, just icy.
Ramjet, that's Iron Man. That's straight up an Iron Man ripoff.
Yup.
Haunt is interesting, though. It's kind of a Venom-esque character, though. It's very much Venom-esque.
Very, very much so. Although the design is honestly a bit more like Carnage.
Bomb.
Yeah, it's definitely a more Carnage version of... Well, it's white and black, so it's more anti-Venom than...
That's fair.
By the way, this is the worst way to do a podcast, by looking at a bunch of images.
Love this. Bomb queen, huh?
Hey, draft hunt.
Doc Rocket. It's Harley Quinn. It's Harley Quinn as a nerd.
Yeah, basically. I want to just point out that everyone complains about how sexualized characters are in Marvel and DC.
Yeah.
Image Comic is so much worse than that.
They're not fucking overreigned by the fucking...
Yeah.
The Comic Book Association, are they?
I think it's all... Because, like, Todd McFarlane's one of the founders of Image Comics, and I think he pretty much does everything, runs everything himself.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Mr. Gum.
Rip off of Mr. Fantastic.
Mr. Plastic.
Yeah. And the other stretching one.
This is.
I can't remember his name. No, it's someone
else. Neither can I.
Ralph.
Poyo.
God, these fucking...
Man of miracles, I love them.
Alright, well, we're kind of just wasting... Beast Boy. Beast Boy.
It's just a Beast Boy.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. like a werewolf. Anyways, alright.
Truman. Yeah?
I think, well, we got on it at night now on the podcast. I think we're pretty much wrapping things up now.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
So thank you guys for anybody who has listened.
Thank
our
you.
Two usual listeners.
Thank you, Matt Man.
We will hope to be seeing you guys next week, or having you guys listen to us next week. Bye!